The History of the English-Speaking Peoples by Winston Churchill. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The History of the English-Speaking Peoples by Winston Churchill is a four-volume work that chronicles the history of the English-Speaking Peoples from the Roman Empire to the end of the Second World War. The work was published between 1956 and 1958 and was written by Churchill in his retirement. It is considered to be one of Churchill's most important works and is widely regarded as a classic of historical writing. The first volume, The Birth of Britain, covers the period from the Roman invasion of Britain in 55 BC to the death of Alfred the Great in 899 AD. It covers the Roman occupation of Britain, the Anglo-Saxon invasions, the Viking raids, and the emergence of the English nation. It also covers the development of the English language, the growth of Christianity, and the development of the English legal system. The second volume, The New World, covers the period from the death of Alfred the Great in 899 AD to the death of Queen Elizabeth I in 1603. It covers the Norman conquest, the Hundred Years' War, the Wars of the Roses, the Reformation, and the exploration of the New World. It also covers the development of the English language, the growth of the British Empire, and the development of the English legal system. The third volume, The Age of Revolution, covers the period from the death of Queen Elizabeth I in 1603 to the end of the Napoleonic Wars in 1815. It covers the English Civil War, the Glorious Revolution, the American Revolution, the French Revolution, and the Napoleonic Wars. It also covers the development of the English language, the growth of the British Empire, and the development of the English legal system. The fourth volume, The Great Democracies, covers the period from the end of the Napoleonic Wars in 1815 to the end of the Second World War in 1945. It covers the Industrial Revolution, the Reform Acts, the American Civil War, the Boer War, World War I, and World War II. It also covers the development of the English language, the growth of the British Empire, and the development of the English legal system. The History of the English-Speaking Peoples is an important work of history that provides an in-depth look at the development of the English-Speaking Peoples from the Roman Empire to the end of the Second World War. It is a classic of historical writing and is widely regarded as one of Churchill's most important works. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Anglo-Saxon invasion. The Anglo-Saxon invasion of Britain in the 5th century AD marked the beginning of the English-speaking peoples. This invasion brought with it a new language, culture, and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world. The Anglo-Saxon invasion of Britain in the 5th century AD was a major turning point in the history of the English-speaking peoples. This invasion brought with it a new language, culture, and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The Anglo-Saxons were a Germanic people who had migrated from Northern Europe to Britain. They brought with them their own language, which eventually evolved into Old English. This language would eventually become the basis for the modern English language. The Anglo-Saxons also brought with them their own culture and political system. They established a number of kingdoms in Britain, each with its own king and laws. This system of government would eventually evolve into the modern parliamentary system of government. The Anglo-Saxons also brought with them their own religion, which eventually evolved into Christianity. This religion would become the dominant religion in Britain and the English-speaking world. The Anglo-Saxon invasion of Britain was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new language, culture, and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. Main idea number 2. The Norman Conquest. The Norman Conquest of 1066 was a major turning point in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new language, culture, and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The Norman Conquest of 1066 was a major turning point in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It marked the beginning of a new era in which the Normans, led by William the Conqueror, imposed their language, culture, and political system on the English-speaking world. The Normans brought with them a feudal system of government, a new language, Norman French, and a new religion, Roman Catholicism. This new system of government and culture was to have a profound effect on the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The Norman conquest also brought with it a new set of laws and customs, which were to become the basis of the English legal system. The Normans also introduced a new system of taxation, which was to become the basis of the English taxation system. The Normans also brought with them a new system of land ownership, which was to become the basis of the English system of land tenure. The Norman conquest also had a profound effect on the culture of the English-speaking world. The Normans brought with them a new language, Norman French, which was to become the language of the English court and the language of the English aristocracy. The Normans also brought with them a new religion, Roman Catholicism, which was to become the dominant religion in England. The Normans also brought with them a new set of customs and traditions, which were to become the basis of the English culture. The Norman conquest of 1066 was a major turning point in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new language, culture, and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. Main idea number 3. The Magna Carta. The Magna Carta of 1215 was a major milestone in the development of the English-speaking peoples. It established the principle of the rule of law and limited the power of the monarchy, setting the stage for the development of democracy in the English-speaking world. The Magna Carta of 1215 was a major milestone in the development of the English-speaking peoples. It established the principle of the rule of law and limited the power of the monarchy, setting the stage for the development of democracy in the English-speaking world. The Magna Carta was a document that was signed by King John of England in 1215, and it was the first document to limit the power of the monarchy. It established the principle that the king was subject to the law, and that the people had certain rights that could not be taken away by the king. This document was a major step forward in the development of democracy, as it established the idea that the people had certain rights that could not be taken away by the king. The Magna Carta also established the concept of due process, which is the idea that a person accused of a crime must be given a fair trial. This was a major step forward in the development of the rule of law, as it ensured that people could not be arbitrarily arrested and punished without a fair trial. The Magna Carta also established the concept of habeas corpus, which is the right of a person to be brought before a court to determine if they are being held lawfully. This was another major step forward in the development of the rule of law, as it ensured that people could not be arbitrarily detained without a fair trial. The Magna Carta was a major milestone in the development of the English-speaking peoples, and it set the stage for the development of democracy in the English-speaking world. It established the principle of the rule of law and limited the power of the monarchy, and it established the concept of due process and habeas corpus. These concepts are still important today, and the Magna Carta is seen as a major milestone in the development of democracy and the rule of law. Main idea number 4. The Hundred Years' War. The Hundred Years' War between England and France in the 14th and 15th centuries was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a long and bloody conflict that had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world. The Hundred Years' War between England and France in the 14th and 15th centuries was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a long and bloody conflict that had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world. The war began in 1337 when Edward III of England declared himself the rightful King of France, and lasted until 1453 when the French were finally able to drive the English out of France. During the war, the English and French fought over control of the French throne, as well as for control of the lands in France that were held by the English. The war saw the development of new military tactics and technologies, as well as the rise of powerful leaders such as Joan of Arc and Henry V of England. The war also had a major impact on the culture and language of the English-speaking world, as the English language was spread throughout Europe during the war. The Hundred Years' War was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples, and its legacy can still be seen today. Main idea number 5. The Reformation. The Reformation of the 16th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new religious and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The Reformation of the 16th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a period of great religious and political upheaval, as the Protestant Reformation swept across Europe and challenged the authority of the Catholic Church. The Reformation brought with it a new religious and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. It was a period of great intellectual and spiritual ferment, as new ideas and beliefs were explored and debated. It was also a period of great social and economic change, as the old feudal system was replaced by a more modern and commercial society. The Reformation had a profound impact on the English-speaking world. It brought with it a new emphasis on individual conscience and religious freedom, as well as a new emphasis on the importance of education and literacy. It also brought with it a new emphasis on the importance of the rule of law and the rights of citizens. The Reformation also had a major impact on the development of the English language, as the new religious and political ideas were expressed in the language of the people. Finally, the Reformation had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world's political and economic systems, as the new ideas and beliefs led to the development of new forms of government and new economic systems. The Reformation was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples, and its legacy can still be seen today. Its impact on the development of the English language, the rule of law, and the rights of citizens, as well as its impact on the development of the English-speaking world's political and economic systems, are all still felt today. The Reformation was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples, and its legacy can still be seen in the world today. Main idea number 6. The English Civil War. The English Civil War of the 17th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a long and bloody conflict that had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world, and it established the principle of parliamentary democracy. The English Civil War of the 17th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a long and bloody conflict that had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world, and it established the principle of parliamentary democracy. The war began in 1642 when King Charles I attempted to impose his will on Parliament, and it ended in 1651 with the defeat of the Royalists and the execution of the King. During the war, the Parliamentarians, led by Oliver Cromwell, fought against the Royalists, led by King Charles I. The war was fought on many fronts, and it resulted in the death of thousands of people. The English Civil War had a profound effect on the development of the English-speaking world. It established the principle of parliamentary democracy, which is the foundation of modern democracy. It also led to the establishment of the Church of England, which is still the official religion of England today. The war also had a major impact on the economy, as it resulted in the destruction of much of the country's infrastructure and the displacement of many people. The English Civil War is an important event in the history of the English-speaking peoples, and it is a reminder of the power of democracy and the importance of respecting the rights of all citizens. It is a reminder of the importance of compromise and the need to work together to achieve a common goal. It is also a reminder of the power of the people to stand up for their rights and to fight for what they believe in. Main idea number 7. The American Revolution. The American Revolution of the 18th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a long and bloody conflict that had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world, and it established the principle of self-government. The American Revolution of the 18th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a long and bloody conflict that had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world, and it established the principle of self-government. The American Revolution began in 1775 and the British government attempted to impose taxes on the American colonies without their consent. This sparked a series of protests and uprisings that eventually led to the Declaration of Independence in 1776. The American Revolution was fought between the British and the American colonists, and it lasted until 1783. During this time, the American colonists fought for their independence and their right to self-governance. The American Revolution was a major turning point in the history of the English-speaking world, as it established the principle of self-government and the idea that people should be able to govern themselves. It also helped to spread the ideals of democracy and liberty throughout the world. The American Revolution was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples, and it had a lasting impact on the development of the English-speaking world. Main idea number 8. The Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution of the 19th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new economic system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The Industrial Revolution of the 19th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new economic system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. This new system was based on the use of machines and factories to produce goods, rather than relying on manual labor. This allowed for the mass production of goods, which in turn led to a dramatic increase in the standard of living for many people. The Industrial Revolution also saw the emergence of new forms of transportation, such as the steam engine, which allowed for the rapid movement of goods and people. This revolutionized the way people lived and worked, and it had a profound effect on the development of the English-speaking world. The Industrial Revolution also had a major impact on the political and social landscape of the English-speaking world. It led to the emergence of a new class of industrial workers, who were often poorly paid and had few rights. This led to the emergence of labor unions and other forms of organized labor, which sought to improve the working conditions of these workers. The Industrial Revolution also saw the emergence of new forms of government, such as the welfare state, which sought to provide a safety net for those who were unable to work. Finally, the Industrial Revolution saw the emergence of new forms of communication, such as the telegraph and the telephone, which allowed for the rapid exchange of information. The Industrial Revolution had a profound effect on the English-speaking world, and its legacy can still be seen today. It changed the way people lived and worked, and it had a major impact on the political and social landscape of the English-speaking world. It is a testament to the power of technology and innovation, and it is a reminder of the importance of progress and change. Main idea number 9. The American Civil War. The American Civil War of the 19th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a long and bloody conflict that had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world, and it established the principle of racial equality. The American Civil War of the 19th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a long and bloody conflict that had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world, and it established the principle of racial equality. The war was fought between the Union, which was made up of the Northern states, and the Confederacy, which was made up of the Southern states. The Union was led by President Abraham Lincoln, and the Confederacy was led by General Robert E. Lee. The war lasted from 1861 to 1865, and it resulted in the death of over 600,000 soldiers and civilians. The American Civil War was a major turning point in the history of the English-speaking world. It was the first time that a nation had fought a war over the issue of slavery, and it was the first time that a nation had fought a war in order to preserve the Union. The war also had a major impact on the development of the United States, as it established the principle of racial equality and led to the abolition of slavery. The war also had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world, as it established the principle of democracy and the rule of law. The American Civil War was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples, and it had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world. It established the principle of racial equality, and it established the principle of democracy and the rule of law. The war also had a major impact on the development of the United States, as it led to the abolition of slavery and the establishment of the United States as a unified nation. The war also had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world, as it established the principle of democracy and the rule of law. Main idea number 10. The First World War. The First World War of the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a long and bloody conflict that had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world, and it established the principle of collective security. The First World War of the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a long and bloody conflict that had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world. The war saw the emergence of new technologies, such as tanks, airplanes, and chemical weapons, which changed the way wars were fought. It also saw the emergence of new nations, such as the United States, which had a major impact on the balance of power in the world. The war also saw the emergence of new ideologies, such as communism and fascism, which had a major impact on the politics of the world. Finally, the war established the principle of collective security, which was a major step forward in international relations. The war was fought between the Allied powers, which included the United Kingdom, France, Russia, and the United States, and the Central powers, which included Germany, Austria-Hungary, and the Ottoman Empire. The war lasted from 1914 to 1918 and resulted in the deaths of millions of people. The war also had a major economic impact, as it caused a massive disruption to the global economy. The war also had a major political impact, as it led to the collapse of the German, Austro-Hungarian, and Ottoman empires, and the emergence of new nations in their place. The First World War was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples, and it had a major impact on the development of the world. It established the principle of collective security, which was a major step forward in international relations. It also saw the emergence of new technologies, ideologies, and nations, which had a major impact on the politics and economics of the world. The war was a long and bloody conflict, and it had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world. Main idea number 11. The rise of the United States. The rise of the United States in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new economic and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The rise of the United States in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new economic and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The United States was the first nation to embrace the principles of democracy, free enterprise, and individual liberty. This new system of government and economics allowed the United States to become a world leader in industry, technology, and culture. The United States also became a major military power, and its influence was felt around the world. The rise of the United States also had a profound effect on the other English-speaking nations. The United States provided a model for other nations to follow, and its success inspired many of the other English-speaking nations to adopt similar systems of government and economics. The United States also provided a powerful example of how democracy and free enterprise could work together to create a prosperous and powerful nation. The United States also provided a powerful example of how a nation could use its military power to protect its interests and promote its values around the world. The rise of the United States in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new economic and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The United States was the first nation to embrace the principles of democracy, free enterprise, and individual liberty. This new system of government and economics allowed the United States to become a world leader in industry, technology, and culture. The United States also became a major military power, and its influence was felt around the world. Main idea number 12. The Second World War. The Second World War of the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a long and bloody conflict that had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world, and it established the principle of international cooperation. The Second World War of the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a long and bloody conflict that had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world. It was a war that saw the rise of powerful military forces, the development of new technologies, and the emergence of new ideologies. It was a war that saw the destruction of entire cities, the displacement of millions of people, and the loss of countless lives. It was a war that changed the course of history and established the principle of international cooperation. The Second World War saw the emergence of the United States and the Soviet Union as the two major superpowers of the world. It saw the development of nuclear weapons and the beginning of the Cold War. It saw the establishment of the United Nations and the formation of the European Union. It saw the end of colonialism and the rise of new nations. It saw the end of the Second World War and the beginning of a new era of international relations. The Second World War was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a conflict that had a profound impact on the development of the English-speaking world. It was a war that changed the course of history and established the principle of international cooperation. It was a war that saw the emergence of powerful military forces, the development of new technologies, and the emergence of new ideologies. It was a war that saw the destruction of entire cities, the displacement of millions of people, and the loss of countless lives. Main idea number 13. The Cold War of the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a long, intense conflict between the United States and the Soviet Union that had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world. The Cold War of the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It was a long, intense conflict between the United States and the Soviet Union that had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world. The Cold War was a period of ideological and political tension between the two superpowers, the United States and the Soviet Union, that lasted from the end of World War II in 1945 until the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. During this time, the two countries competed for influence in the world, and their respective ideologies of capitalism and communism clashed. The Cold War was fought through proxy wars, economic competition, and diplomatic maneuvering, and it had a profound effect on the politics, economics, and culture of the English-speaking world. The Cold War had a major impact on the English-speaking world. In the United States, the Cold War led to a period of economic growth and prosperity, as well as a heightened sense of patriotism and national pride. In the United Kingdom, the Cold War led to a period of economic decline and social unrest, as well as a heightened sense of insecurity and fear. In both countries, the Cold War led to a period of increased military spending and a heightened focus on defense. In addition, the Cold War had a major impact on the culture of the English-speaking world, as it led to a period of increased political and social polarization. The Cold War was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples, and its effects are still felt today. It was a long, intense conflict between the United States and the Soviet Union that had a major impact on the development of the English-speaking world. The Cold War had a major impact on the politics, economics, and culture of the English-speaking world, and its effects are still felt today. Main idea number 14. The decolonization of the British Empire. The decolonization of the British Empire in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The decolonization of the British Empire in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It marked the end of centuries of British rule over vast swathes of the world, and the beginning of a new era of self-determination for many of the former colonies. The process of decolonization was complex and often fraught with difficulty, as the British sought to maintain their influence in the face of growing nationalist movements in the colonies. In many cases, the process was accompanied by violence and civil unrest, as the former colonies sought to assert their independence. The decolonization of the British Empire had a profound impact on the English-speaking world. It brought with it a new political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The British Empire had been a major force in world politics for centuries, and its dissolution had far-reaching implications for the international order. The end of the British Empire also marked the beginning of a new era of international cooperation, as the former colonies sought to build new relationships with each other and with the wider world. The decolonization of the British Empire also had a major impact on the culture of the English-speaking world. The former colonies were now free to develop their own distinct cultures, and many of the cultural influences that had been brought to the colonies by the British were now replaced by new influences from the former colonies. This had a major impact on the development of literature, music, art, and other forms of culture in the English-speaking world. The decolonization of the British Empire was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples, and its effects are still felt today. It brought with it a new political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come, and it also had a major impact on the culture of the English-speaking world. The legacy of the British Empire is still visible in many parts of the world, and its decolonization is an important part of the history of the English-speaking peoples. Main idea number 15. The rise of the Commonwealth. The rise of the Commonwealth in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The rise of the Commonwealth in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It marked the end of the British Empire and the beginning of a new era of cooperation and collaboration between the former colonies. The Commonwealth was founded on the principles of democracy, human rights, and the rule of law, and it provided a platform for the countries of the former British Empire to work together to promote peace and prosperity. The Commonwealth was a major force in international affairs, and it played a key role in the development of the United Nations and other international organizations. It also provided a forum for the countries of the former British Empire to discuss their common interests and to work together to resolve disputes. The Commonwealth was also a major force in the promotion of democracy and human rights, and it provided a platform for the countries of the former British Empire to work together to promote these values. The Commonwealth was also a major force in the promotion of economic development and trade. It provided a platform for the countries of the former British Empire to work together to promote economic growth and development. The Commonwealth also provided a forum for the countries of the former British Empire to discuss their common interests and to work together to resolve disputes. The rise of the Commonwealth in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It provided a platform for the countries of the former British Empire to work together to promote peace and prosperity, democracy and human rights, and economic development and trade. The Commonwealth was a major force in international affairs, and it played a key role in the development of the United Nations and other international organizations. The Commonwealth was also a major force in the promotion of democracy and human rights, and it provided a platform for the countries of the former British Empire to work together to promote these values. Main idea number 16. The development of the English language. The development of the English language in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new language that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The development of the English language in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new language that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The changes that occurred in the English language during this period were far-reaching and profound. The language was enriched with new words, new grammar, and new ways of expressing ideas. It also saw the emergence of new dialects and regional accents, as well as the rise of English as a global language. The development of the English language was driven by a number of factors. The Industrial Revolution and the growth of the British Empire meant that English was increasingly used in business and trade. The spread of education and the rise of the mass media also helped to spread the language. The invention of the telephone and the radio, as well as the development of the internet, further increased the reach of English. The development of the English language also saw the emergence of new literary forms. Writers such as T.S. Eliot, Virginia Woolf, and James Joyce used the language to create works of art that would influence generations of readers. The development of the English language also saw the emergence of new genres such as science fiction, fantasy, and horror. The development of the English language in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new language that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The changes that occurred in the English language during this period were far-reaching and profound, and they continue to shape the way we communicate today. Main idea number 17. The development of the British Empire. The development of the British Empire in the 19th and 20th centuries was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new political and economic system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The development of the British Empire in the 19th and 20th centuries was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new political and economic system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The British Empire was a vast network of colonies, protectorates, and dominions that stretched across the globe. It was a major force in world politics and economics, and its influence was felt in every corner of the world. The British Empire was a major source of wealth and power for the British people, and it provided them with a sense of national identity and pride. It also provided a platform for the spread of British culture, language, and values around the world. The British Empire was a major factor in the development of the English-speaking world. It provided a platform for the spread of English language and culture, and it was a major source of economic and political power. The British Empire also provided a sense of national identity and pride for the British people. It was a major force in world politics and economics, and its influence was felt in every corner of the world. The British Empire was a major source of wealth and power for the British people, and it provided them with a sense of national identity and pride. The British Empire was also a major factor in the development of the English-speaking world. It provided a platform for the spread of English language and culture, and it was a major source of economic and political power. The British Empire also provided a sense of national identity and pride for the British people. It was a major force in world politics and economics, and its influence was felt in every corner of the world. The British Empire was a major source of wealth and power for the British people, and it provided them with a sense of national identity and pride. The British Empire was a major factor in the development of the English-speaking world, and its legacy can still be seen today. Its influence was felt in every corner of the world, and it provided a platform for the spread of English language and culture. The British Empire was a major source of economic and political power, and it provided a sense of national identity and pride for the British people. The legacy of the British Empire can still be seen in the English-speaking world today, and its influence is still felt in many aspects of life. Main idea number 18. The development of the United States. The development of the United States in the 19th and 20th centuries was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new economic and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The development of the United States in the 19th and 20th centuries was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new economic and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The United States was the first nation to break away from the traditional European model of government and to create a new form of democracy. This new form of government was based on the principles of individual liberty, equality, and justice for all. It also brought with it a new economic system, based on free enterprise and the free market. This system allowed for the growth of industry and commerce, and the development of a strong middle class. The development of the United States also had a profound effect on the culture of the English-speaking world. The United States was the first nation to embrace the ideals of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom of the press. These ideals spread throughout the English-speaking world, and helped to shape the culture of the English-speaking peoples. The United States also had a major influence on the development of the English language, as it was the first nation to adopt English as its official language. The development of the United States in the 19th and 20th centuries was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new economic and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The United States was the first nation to break away from the traditional European model of government and to create a new form of democracy. This new form of government was based on the principles of individual liberty, equality, and justice for all. It also brought with it a new economic system, based on free enterprise and the free market. This system allowed for the growth of industry and commerce, and the development of a strong middle class. Main idea number 19. The development of the Commonwealth. The development of the Commonwealth in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The development of the Commonwealth in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It marked the beginning of a new era of cooperation and collaboration between the nations of the British Empire and the United States. The Commonwealth was founded on the principles of democracy, freedom, and justice, and it provided a platform for the nations of the British Empire to work together to promote peace and prosperity. The Commonwealth also provided a forum for the nations of the British Empire to discuss and resolve their differences in a peaceful and constructive manner. The Commonwealth was instrumental in the development of the English-speaking world in the 20th century. It provided a platform for the nations of the British Empire to work together to promote economic development, social progress, and international cooperation. The Commonwealth also provided a forum for the nations of the British Empire to discuss and resolve their differences in a peaceful and constructive manner. The Commonwealth was also a major force in the development of international law and the promotion of human rights. The development of the Commonwealth in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It provided a platform for the nations of the British Empire to work together to promote peace and prosperity. The Commonwealth also provided a forum for the nations of the British Empire to discuss and resolve their differences in a peaceful and constructive manner. The Commonwealth was also a major force in the development of international law and the promotion of human rights. The development of the Commonwealth in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples, and it has had a lasting impact on the development of the English-speaking world. Main idea number 20. The development of globalization. The development of globalization in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new economic and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. The development of globalization in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new economic and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. This new system was based on the idea of free trade, which allowed goods and services to be exchanged between countries without tariffs or other restrictions. This allowed for the growth of international trade and investment, which in turn led to increased economic growth and prosperity. Additionally, the development of globalization also brought with it a new set of political and social norms, which allowed for the spread of democracy and human rights around the world. The development of globalization also had a profound effect on the culture of the English-speaking world. It allowed for the spread of English as a global language, which allowed for the sharing of ideas and knowledge between different cultures. Additionally, the development of globalization also allowed for the spread of popular culture, such as music, movies, and television, which allowed for the sharing of cultural experiences between different countries. Finally, the development of globalization also allowed for the spread of technology, which allowed for the development of new products and services that could be shared between different countries. The development of globalization in the 20th century was a major event in the history of the English-speaking peoples. It brought with it a new economic and political system that would shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come. This new system allowed for the growth of international trade and investment, the spread of democracy and human rights, the spread of English as a global language, the spread of popular culture, and the spread of technology. All of these developments have had a profound effect on the culture and economy of the English-speaking world, and will continue to shape the development of the English-speaking world for centuries to come.